The traditional motto of the Olympic Games is faster, higher, stronger. We might have to add cuter. We're talking about the Olympic mascots, not the athletes. First, there was Valdi, the dachshund, and then Amek, the beaver. They were the first mascots in Munich of 1972 and Montreal in 76. Ever since, Olympic mascots have been designed to be cute and cuddly and sold as souvenirs. Now, Beijing is no different, other than it sets a new record. It has five little mascots, and organizers there have taken a bit of flack since they were introduced 3 years ago. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
You'd be forgiven if you thought this was a children's cartoon. Five little Cupie doll cute creatures frolicking in the woods and flying in the air. A spiky-haired young Beijinger named Deng Chuan isn't impressed with these Beijing Olympic mascots. He says, I can't really relate to them. They look like children's toys. Foreign visitors give the mascots mixed reviews.
Terrible.
Terrible?
Yeah.
Why?
Very noisy.
It looks a little bit crazy.
They're awesome. They're cute. They're also color-coded. There's five of them, right?
Yeah.
So each of them match the rings of the Olympics.
They're extremely generic. I know they're supposed to mean happiness and joy. Everything's supposed to mean happiness and joy around here.
The mascots practically cry out, we're cute and cuddly, and we wouldn't hurt a fly. Hug us. You know you want to. Even the names are cute. Bei Bei, Jing Jing, Huan Huan, Ying Ying, and Ni Ni. Diminutives of words which together say, Beijing welcomes you. In the lead-up to the Olympics, China has been working hard to convey the image of a modern, friendly, non-threatening nation. The mascots were originally called the Friendlies until someone pointed out that Friendlies could be read as Friend Lies. So now they just go by the Chinese name Fuwa, which isn't actually a word, but a combination of happiness and baby. Shopkeeper Zhang Li thinks the Fuwa are adorable. And if they look like children's toys, well, she says, there's a saying in Chinese that children are the flowers of the future. Still, fully 40% of Chinese have said in surveys that the Fuwa leave them cold. Even their original designer has disowned them, poor things. He didn't like the idea of including a panda, which he thought was cliché. The other characters are a Tibetan antelope, the Olympic flame, a sturgeon, and a swallow. Some non-Fuwa fans have dubbed the wide-eyed creatures harbingers of doom and say there's been a disaster connected with each of them, including the Sichuan earthquake and the Tibetan protests. Online, there are Fuwa parodies galore. But some are now saying, enough already. The games are around the corner. The Fuwa are what they are. And even if they don't always inspire warm and fuzzy feelings, there's a strong and sincere hope here among many Chinese that the Beijing Olympics will. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.